painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Going to the museum isn't something that we can do during the stay-at-home order, but that doesn't mean we can't enjoy museums and art from our own home. Today on Artbeat, we talk to Dave Casey, Assistant Curator of Education and Exhibitions at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. Dave tells us about some programs and events that the museum has put online, and also how we can enjoy some exhibits from the comfort of our own homes. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Dave Casey from the Minnesota Marine Art Museum on Artbeat. How you doing today, Dave?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill. Doing pretty well.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. So if I have this correctly, you are in the office right now. You're still working?
Yeah, all the staff at the museum is still working. We're keeping a minimum presence in the building. We do have artwork here that needs to remain safe. Building needs to be secure. So we have just a couple of people coming in during the week and working from the building. But most of the staff is working at home.
Okay, cool. And I mean, well, we all know that the museum's closed. We're all staying at home. Yep. And stuff like that. But I did notice online you guys have some, you've kind of like transitioned, you know, you've got like your second Saturday's event, for example, you know, you have a home edition. How does that work? How does that go down?
So like everyone right now, we're kind of pivoting and, you know, the only way we can get our message out there, our artwork out there right now is digitally. So we're working for finding ways that we can get this stuff out online. And you mentioned the second Saturdays. Second Saturdays is usually a monthly event where we have 700-800 people during the day. We have different art activities and live music and a lot of great stuff going on. And that's an arts access grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board. So we wanted to figure out how we can still get that stuff out to people online. So we created a kind of a home edition. Obviously, it's not the same experience, but we were able to put some fun things online, some coloring activities and some home search bingo games and some tips about looking at artwork with your kids. So we're trying to get as much online as possible. And what's nice about that is it's not just there for Second Saturday. It's now there forever. So people can, even if they missed it on Second Saturday, you can go and look at our website. We have a whole online resources page where people can follow along and still engage with the artwork at the museum.
Cool. So then does that kind of change every month then, like as if it would like at the museum?
We're keeping everything up there. So we're not taking anything down.
Okay.
So you know, if something's up, it's there for people to gauge with them. We're adding to it regularly. You know, a couple times a week, we're adding new stuff to the website. Every single day, we're doing something on social media. Folks can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're doing a lot of different engagement things, and we've got a lot of good feedback. I think people are looking for something positive, a positive distraction right now.
Yeah.
So people are hungry for those types of things. So we're trying to get as much out of there as possible, and people are absorbing it. So we're glad to hear that people are enjoying it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So basically, I could be at home. I could enjoy a second Saturday on a third Tuesday if I wanted to, right?
Yeah, third Tuesday, fourth Friday, whatever you want.
Right. Sounds good. Cool. And then, you know, I also noticed there's a Shutterbug online. Is that something that you guys put up while you're closed, or is that something that was going on already?
Yeah, we did that. So the Shutterbug exhibition is, if you're not familiar with the exhibition, it's kind of a found art exhibition. David Tews was a World War II vet and amateur photographer, but he took some really amazing photos of Minnesota, California, and around the country. Unfortunately, that exhibition's run was cut in half because of the coronavirus. It'll be closed. Whenever we do open, it will be closed because it would have closed beginning of May anyway.
Okay.
So we wanted to make, like I said, we're trying to make as much available online as possible. So we put the entirety of that exhibition online, all of the images, all of the text. There's photographs from the exhibition. There's a slideshow from the exhibition. So we were trying to make, like I said, just trying to get it out there so people could still enjoy these things because, you know, they're not available in person at the moment.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of this with the online stuff. I mean, it's not the same as seeing it in person, but at least you can still see it, you know.
I
think that's important, you know.
And it serves kind of twofold purpose for us. You know, first of all, you know, it's our mission to share this artwork with the community. And so we generally want people to see it and be engaged with it. So that's really our number one goal. But at the same time, we don't, you know, someday we will open again, and we don't want people to forget that we're here.
Right.
And so we want to keep the, you know, keep, remind them, you know, the great stuff we have. And, you know, when we do open, we'll have whatever precautions in place, you know, we can take, you know, where we can be a fairly safe place to visit. You don't have to touch anything. You don't have to stand close to anyone. We'll remove any hands-on activities, you know, hands-free payment. So whenever we do get kind of the go-ahead for opening up, I feel like it's something we can do safe.
Right, right. And I know, so you mentioned like on a second Saturdays, you know, when you guys are open during normal times, you said there's hundreds of people that come through the door.
Right.
Are there ways, since we can't do that now, are there ways people can help support the museum at this time, like memberships or donations or anything?
Yeah, memberships and donations are great. You can do all those online, mmam.org. Memberships are good for a year, so that's always helpful. And then if you just want to make a straight donation too, you're welcome to do that right on the website. We also have been beefing up our offerings on the museum's online store, and we're going to begin actually this week. We're beginning to ship things out once a week. So if you're looking for a puzzle or a print or something, you know, check out the store on the website. When we're adding, if you go on there, there's not a ton of stuff on there now, but we're going to be adding quite a bit more. So that's another option to support the museum as well as being engaged and, you know, get it, maybe picking something up for yourself or a gift for someone else.
Right, right. Or for the kids who are home now from school. That would be a great thing because you guys have a lot of good things you can buy. Like you mentioned puzzles, but there's a lot of really cool little things for kids too. So that might be parents would be interested in this time, you know.
People are bored at home. They need something else to
right, right, and fun activities, something other than just maybe watching Netflix. You know, I mean,
sure,
you know, something to keep your brain going.
Right, and you mentioned kids. I want to point out too that, you know, all the content we're putting out online, we're trying to, you know, make it. You know, we serve all ages here at the museum, so on our online offerings, we're trying to serve all ages as well. Things for adults, as well as things for kids of various ages, and also we're doing, you know, some stuff not online. We're doing Spark by Mail. Spark is a program that we do for people living with memory loss, so seniors generally living with memory loss and their care partners. They usually come to the museum once a month and engage in a program here, but obviously they're the most vulnerable population as well as us being closed. So we've been doing a Spark by Mail where we're putting together different activities and mailing it to those Spark participants. So we're looking for lots of different ways to keep people engaged and keep people of all ages engaged as well.
Right. Well, you know, I'm kind of also curious, you know, both of us, it sounds like, are fortunate enough to still be working, you know, what are things like in there now with nobody coming through the door? I mean, what are you guys up to in there? We're all wondering.
Well, we kind of joke that it's kind of like a month or two of Mondays at this point, because museums usually close on Mondays,
okay.
And there's only a couple staff that usually come in on those Mondays.
Right.
So it kind of feels like every day is a Monday. The lights are off, the galleries are closed, you know.
Right.
You know, it's a strange feeling, and you know, one of the reasons all of us love working here is because we like to hear the feedback of our visitors. So it's hard not getting that feedback. What is great is we are getting some of that feedback online. I've been getting phone calls and emails and, you know, messages on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it might be. So it's really encouraging to see people engaging and giving us that feedback since we can't get it in person.
Right. That is nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
how about, you know, we've touched on this a little bit, but I'm just kind of wondering, like, in your opinion, like what is the importance of continuing, like people in the community continuing to engage with the museum, you know, and vice versa, and the museum with the community? Why should we continue this? You know, what's the...
Sure. Well, you know, we see ourselves as a community resource. We always have, and that's the point of our Second Saturday program. That program is geared specifically toward Winonans. You know, we interviewed and surveyed Winonans to see what they wanted for that program, and that's it's important for us to maintain that engagement. And you know, there's if you sit at home and you're watching the news every day, or maybe just scrolling, you know, through, you know, news websites, whatever, it can get hard. You know, there's a lot of bad news out there right now. So I think it's really important for people to stay engaged, just, you know, to remember that art can be a very positive distraction for someone. It can be an uplifting thing, and it's still an important part of our lives. Even if you're not enjoying, you know, fine art or paintings, if you're sitting at home watching Netflix all day, you're enjoying art. There's a lot of artists that went into making that program and that click.
Yes.
So art is still a very important part of our lives. If all artists weren't working right now, and all of the work done by artists was not available, this whole stay-at-home order, this whole social distancing thing would be a lot harder than it actually is.
Right. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And speaking of enjoying art, like I just noticed also, and this is something we've talked about before, but audio tours, are those available to hear online yet, or?
Yeah, that's actually, I'm glad you pointed out, that's a good resource. So we have, I think it's like 22 or 24 different paintings in the museum that we have an audio tour stop. When you do it at the museum, you have a wand and you go through and you punch in the number and you listen to more information about the paintings. And so we've put those all online for free. Again, if you go to our website, mmam.org, and click online resources, you can scroll down and you can find the audio tours. So we have all of those available online. Like I said, they're all free for anyone to check out. They're a lot, they're a fun way to check out the art and engage with it. We've been doing some other fun video too. We have some staff favorites videos where all the staff at the museum talked about their favorite painting at the museum. We'll keep putting stuff like that out. So like I said, this isn't that part of the website is a living document. We're adding stuff as it comes available, blog posts and things like that.
Awesome. I'm actually looking at the link for the staff favorites right now, and it's there's a picture of Heather Casper with a painting, and oh my, I really like that. If that's her favorite pick, I'm gonna click on this when we're done and look at this.
Yeah, Heather's is really great. I would encourage everyone to click on Heather. She talked about the Marc Chagall, which is a very bright, flowery, summery, lovey-dovey painting, and she loves it for all of those reasons. Yeah, it's fun to check those out.
Right, for sure. Has there been any talk about when things do open up again? Are you guys going to have any kind of like a celebration, a big party? We can all go to the museum and check stuff out.
Well, just like anything, no, nothing's gonna you're not gonna open the doors and it's not gonna be back to normal.
Right.
So, we will be following the guidelines of the governor as far as when things can open up again, and it's not gonna be, we're not gonna have a second Saturday the first day we open up again. It's Things are gonna look different for a while. We'll follow all of, the proper precautions that we can follow to make sure that it's as safe as possible here for our visitors, our volunteers, and our staff at the museum. We have no set date right now. We're just following details as, as they become available. But when we do know, we'll let everyone know on our website, our emails. You can sign up for a newsletter on our website, on our social media, and we'll let people know what when we're going to open, as well as what our plans are to keep everyone safe when they visit.
Right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dave.
Yeah, Bill, I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. I've been here with Dave Casey. He's the Assistant Curator of Education and Exhibitions at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum here in Winona. And check out their website. It's mmam.org. And lots of good stuff on there. There are ways to support them. You can become a member or donate. There are links for that. And I would encourage you to check out the store as well, because there's lots of neat things that you can order and help support the museum as well. It's a fantastic resource in town. Again, thank you so much for joining us today, Dave. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Bill. Yep, stay healthy.
Yep, you too. And we will see
All
you in
right.
person, hopefully sooner than later.
Yep, exactly.
Thanks again to Dave Casey for joining us today on ArtBeat. To find out more, visit the museum's website at mmam.org. For more conversations on art, tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've just heard from Minnesota Marine Art Museum's Dave Casey on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Find podcasts of ArtBeat and all your favorite KQAL shows at kqal.org. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.